Commander, in charge, it's 10 minutes after 7. We have a cloudy day today. We're expecting a high of about 60. Tomorrow, sunshine on the way, but it don't matter. It don't matter at all when you're in the Georgetown Bakery. Oh, man, is that good. Oh, God, it's open right. It's been open for 10 minutes. The door is open right now. Right now with them bagels. Get them to toast you one and slather it all up with cream cheese. Maybe some imported cheese and have them throw a couple of wedges of Nova on that thing. You just bite into it. Just bite into that thing. Oh, it's good. I was over there yesterday. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. I love to do tricks over there at the Georgetown Bagel. I like to hang out even after I'm full. And I went over there and I bet the guy at the Georgetown Bagelry that I could take a constitutional through one of his bagels without touching the sides. I bet him $100. He said, I don't believe it. He said, let me check the circumference here of the evacuation bottle. And let me see the circumference of the bagel. He's exactly 1.7 inches of the chance that the flopper would fit there without touching this. He said, you're on, $100. I said, all right, watch this. And everybody got back as I dropped trowel. I said, now remember, the bet is I take a constitutional through the bagel without touching the sides. He said, you got it. And he put his $100 down. I put my $100 down. And I did it. I said, surprise! I have dysentery! Ah! And I scooped up that $100 and took off. And sure enough, I was able to do it. But anyway, you'll enjoy those pumpernickel bagels, those garlic, salt, caraway, all the Georgetown bagelry. So stop in there and you'll have a zesty time. But don't try that scam on him. He's wise to that trick now. So it's 3245 M Street in Georgetown.